You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. I'm pleased to welcome Jaron and Shandon Simmons of Pharisees into Studio A today. Thank you, gentlemen, for making the trek.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Well, we're here to talk about the Rotunda Project, and it's a dual full-length documentary and EP release that conceptualized by you guys and basically made by you guys without really any outside help at all. Is that correct?
Yeah, there were a lot of people involved locally, but it started with just an idea at a band practice and then just evolved.
So was it, let's capture what we do and what other bands do on film? Was that the first thought, or was it, let's capture the process, the creative process on film?
It really kind of started with these five songs that we didn't really know what to do with. They didn't really fit the rest of the music that we had, and then we also kind of thought about the Rotunda space and how it hadn't ever been used for something
in
like that.
In the coke plant.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one thing just kind of led to another domino effect.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys, your sound is, you know, blistering, kind of like a wall of sound, really hard, lots of guitars, pretty aggressive. So the music on the Rotunda Project, how would you describe how it differs from what you normally would perform?
Well, it's a bit different. It's a bit more laid back. And it's interesting because we wrote these songs roughly the same time that all the rest of our songs have been written. But like he said, we just didn't think that they fit. So we wanted to put them out in a new way, and we wanted to also involve a lot of the local talent and just see what they could do with them and make them better.
Yeah, these five songs specifically, the music, you know, as you said, our music that we've already put out is kind of like a wall of sound. You know, it's very kind of intimidating in a certain way.
Yeah.
But these songs breathe really well. They allow a lot of breathing and showcasing of the instrumentation, specific instruments for, you know, per song, and showcasing the talent of that or those individuals playing those instruments that are being showcased.
How long have you guys been together as a group?
At least 5 years, 4 or 5 years, roughly.
Well, how often when you're recording do you end up with songs that don't really seem to fit on anything that you're putting out, or don't really seem to mesh with the rest of your sound? Was this the first time you'd had a group of music like this that you really didn't know what to do with?
Definitely not. We've had a lot of music like that come and go, really, but these five songs just sort of kind of lingered and hung around, and we were like, man, we really need to put these somewhere. And
yeah, we're pretty all over the place. We draw influence from everything, but yeah, these felt pretty special to us, so we held on to them.
So you've got the concept. You're like, we've got these songs. We don't really have any place to put them, so we have this idea of letting other people play on them and film it. Did musicians come to your mind immediately that you knew you wanted these people, or did it just kind of happen piece by piece?
Well, we kind of just determined which we knew who we loved and respected locally, and so we kind of just picked who we thought would suit well for each song, and then sent out some rough demos to each of them, and we were like, write a part, do it, and then they did it, and they did it well.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say we didn't have, like, there were individuals that came to mind specifically because of instruments that we wanted for the song. So we're like, well, we need banjo. We would kind of like to hear banjo to one of these songs. And, you know, Alex Kotharp is the guy for banjo in town. So that's sort of how it worked out. And then basically because we did not have any sort of funding or anything, we're like, okay, well, we can just hope that they want to be involved, because we have no credentials, no money. Basically, one camera guy under our under the concept, anyway, on board to the project. So we had absolutely nothing. So we just kind of started asking. You know, that's how it worked out.
Did you have an idea in your mind of what you thought some of these might sound like? And I wonder if what you got back kind of meshed with where you thought they were going to go with what you gave them.
Yeah, we trusted what they could do as far as their skill and choosing to write in a way that would be tasteful for the song. And that's what they did, and it worked out really well.
Yeah, the final products of the songs themselves absolutely exceeded any sort of expectations that we had for them. And that is that's really the result of giving creative liberties to people who know exactly what to do with it, you know. And that's one of the larger elements and messages being conveyed, you know, through the project as well.
This reminds me vaguely of what Beck did. He had the Beck song reader, in which he had lyrics and just notes to songs that he never recorded, and invited anybody to basically write what they thought this song should be, and he actually came out with a record of it, and I thought it was really interesting. So when it finally came to record it, you did one song per night for 5 consecutive nights. Is that correct?
That's right.
Take us through just the first night, the first song. How many takes did it take? What was the feeling like? How long was that process? Just one night. Just give us a snapshot of what it was like inside there.
Well, normally we would have to wait for the businesses in there to close, so we wouldn't get in there till about roughly 8 or 9. And luckily, we were able to set up early so that we could go ahead and just start. But we're usually live track when we record, but this we had to do it a little differently. So we would just go in and just track and do it as quickly as possible,
which sometimes wasn't the case, you know. We were in there some nights till about 4 a.m.
I think the latest night was about 4 o'clock. So high energy first night, started to decline by the second night, and it was tiring, but each night it was brand new, so it kind of helped keep the energy alive.
Now, you're going to unveil this officially. Is this like imminent, just like in the next couple of weeks, that this is all going to roll out?
Next week.
Next Friday.
Next week. Okay, and so the EP and the documentary are both going to come out simultaneously.
Yeah.
How can people purchase the EP? I assume it'll be available to buy, or are you just going to put it online?
Probably both.
And do you know, is it going to be on your Facebook page, through the Pharisees Facebook? Will you have physical copies anywhere? What's going to be the way to get that?
We'll have physical copies at the premiere, and then I'm sure we'll have some at a lot of local businesses in Paducah and Murray, hopefully.
And the premiere, what night exactly is the premiere of the doc?
July 14th. And there's going to be 2 showings that night, I believe, and it will be being shown until the 18th.
Yeah, and it's at Maiden Alley Cinema in Paducah, and so there'll be plenty of opportunities to see it. But the opening night is the 14th.
And then after you've had your run, will you put the full documentary online, or will you offer that for sale? Have you thought about where that's going to go?
It'll probably be a little while before it becomes available to the general public, as far as having a copy or whatever, because we're gonna take some of proceeds from the premiere to try to cycle it through some film festivals and whatnot, so just see what we can do with it first.
And there's probably a lot of film festivals that you can submit it to,
right? Due to its kind of concentration of category, you know, being documentary plus musical, you've got a pretty good designation for where it's going to go. So,
and you said there's a lot of places to find out more information. There's the Pharisees Band Facebook site, and also the Rotunda Project has its own Facebook site. I guess those are the 2 best places to go to find out information.
Right.
Yeah, and then there's maidenalleycinema.org. It lists all the tickets and show times, so you can go there for that.
And that's July 14th?
July 14th. It's next Friday.
Next Friday night. Well, is there anything else either of you want to say about the Rotunda Project? It sounds fascinating in a good way. I can't believe you guys actually pulled this off. It's quite an endeavor.
Yeah, we can't either, really.
You can't find anything about us on MySpace anymore. Just to let everyone out there know who's still messing with MySpace, you won't find us.
That's, you know, a lot of bands can say the same thing.
I just want to thank WKMS for having us, and everybody that was involved in the project, and everybody that's been involved through the whole thing. It's been really great.
Well, after all the work, and now just the time you're waiting kind of to birth the project, and it's on you. Congratulations to both of you, Jaron and Shandon.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It's Jaron and Shandon Simmons, I guess the creators and producers and directors of the Rotunda Project. They're also in the very cool Paducah band, Fair Seas.